from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, fighting men of the United Nations. Here's mail call. Sent your way by special service, Los Angeles, USA. It's one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars you want to hear from. And one of the biggest stars of them all is here at the microphone to get this letter underway. On the radio, you've known him as Mr. Big Town himself. And on the screen, you've known him as Mr. Just About Everything. Here he is, Edward G. Robinson.
Thank you, Don Wilson. And hello, men. You know, Don, that introduction, Mr. Just About Everything, really fits me. I've played a pretty wide variety of roles on the screen, but between you and me, I won't be happy until I've played one certain character.
And what character is that, Eddie?
Hitler's Undertaker. Now, for all of you fellows who are doing so much to make that dream come true, we're going to waste no time in getting this mail call letter started. I'm not much of a hand with the jumping jibe, but the singing of Marion Hutton and of the four boys behind this mic here can certainly send me, even if I don't always dig the hot and hep. With a medley of the best-known songs, here's Marion Hutton and the Modern Airs.
And you'll remember just when you've heard these songs before.
Couple of jiggers of moonlight and at a star, or in the blue of a June night and one guitar.
Mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are.
Moonlight cocktails are the thing.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, zoo, zoo.
Kalamazoo.
Thank you, Modern Airs. Now, fellows, we move over to paragraph 2 of this mail call letter and find ourselves in the song and dance department. It may sound like a tough trick, but the lovely young star who's about to tap a personal message to you all has danced her way right up the side of every barrack wall from Iceland to Australia. Just to refresh your memories, take a look at her picture. Yeah, wait a minute, wait, that's enough now, because here she is in person, Ann Miller. Welcome to Mail Call, Anne.
Thank you.
Now, I've seen your last couple of pictures, Anne, and I must say I'm intrigued by their titles. Reveille with Beverly, and What's Buzzin', Cousin? Tell me, what's your next killer dilla, Miss Miller?
It's, Hey Rookie, Cookie.
Well, as you of the younger set say, that sounds super magnificent and colossally keen.
Oh, I'm afraid you've been running around with the wrong younger set. That super talk is irrevocably antediluvian.
Anti... I had to open my big mouth. Well, how do you talk?
Well, personally, I like to talk like this.
Oh, boy, mighty pretty conversation down there. But now, Ann, let's slide into the words and music. What number are you going to do?
Well, I'd like to dedicate this song to every one of the boys in the service, wherever they may be. It's Everything I've Got Belongs to You. I have eyes for you to give you oomphy looks. I have thoughts that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with my heart I'm learning to do. It's everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my eyes and a pair of feet that could give you plenty of jive. There are intricate steps, I've mastered a few. So everything I've got belongs to you. Oh, you for me, me for you. This is something I can do. Here I go, watch me step. I'll give you something that'll make you hep. Oh, I am good for better or for worse. And if you need me, boys, I'm also a Red Cross nurse. I've got love in my heart. Oh, what'll I do? So everything I've got belongs, everything I've got belongs, everything I've got belongs to you.
Wonderful. Well, right now, fellas, one of the biggest hits in New York is a musical show called Oklahoma. And one of the loveliest songs in that show is Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. With a parley like that going for us, it's only to be expected that we'd insure the bet by inviting one of your favorite singing stars to really give it a ride. Here, then, is Dick Powell.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. We'll be right back. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willer is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Bravo. Bravo, Dick Powell. Say, I wonder how many of you fellas have ever seen a vaudeville show. I mean the real two-a-day honest to Keith Orpheum kind. Well, whether you have or not, I'm sure you'll get a kick out of the reminiscing of your next two mail call correspondents. Because before they came out to Hollywood to make movies, and when they weren't starring in shows like The Shannons of Broadway or Is That So, they toured the country with their own vaudeville sketch. In typical variety style, then, let's bring on Jimmy and Lucille Gleason.
Jimmy, it's nice to have you and Lucille here.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
That was your line.
Don't mention it. It's all right. Tell me, what are you going to do for the fellows?
Well, we thought we'd run over our old vaudeville act, you know.
Oh, your old vaudeville act, huh?
Yeah.
You sure you feel up to it?
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm on the level now. Are you up to it?
Well, look, are you ready?
Certainly.
All right. Now, look. We open the act, the act opens where I do that first step, jump in the air, you know, the bells, and three clicks with the heels.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll just watch me, here goes.
Yeah.
Hear them three clicks?
Yeah. The last two sounded like your uppers and lowers coming together.
You're a fine one to talk. What happened when we rehearsed our old rumba dance last night?
Well, now.
So whenever I hold a handkerchief behind you as you shake your hips.
Well, that handkerchief you used was pretty small, Jimmy Gleason.
What handkerchief? It was a tablecloth.
Oh. Well, all right, Jimmy, let's face it. Vaudeville days, our vaudeville days, are over.
So is vaudeville.
Oh, Jimmy. But we'll always have the memory of them, won't we?
Yeah, great memories, honey.
Oh, great memories.
Remember our first season in vaudeville?
Oh, Jimmy.
All them split weeks?
Yes.
Uh-huh. 3 days in Pittsburgh and then three in Pomona. great. Oh, sure.
Well, the next season was different, though.
Oh, yeah, the next season was different. Yeah, then it was 3 days in April and three in November.
Well, those were the days. Remember when we opened at the Palace Theater?
Oh, the Palace Theater. Well, I'll never forget the Palace Theater.
Oh, Jimmy.
That Palace. Was the finest theater in West Gastly, Wyoming. I will never forget the audience there. I will never forget them. The prettiest couple you ever seen in your life. We had a great act, though, if I do say so myself. After my dance, we tell them a few gags, and then I give out with, on the road to Mandalay. And that was our finish.
And you are not kidding, Mr. Gleason.
How do you like that dame? Everybody always said I was a talented guy. Always. And listen, I used to give up with some very swell imitations.
Yeah, especially on my birthday.
Yeah. Lucille, I don't like that. I still insist that was a genuine diamond ring.
Well, it's the first diamond I ever saw that squirted water. But at that, those days were all right. Will you ever forget that night in Nussbaum City, Iowa?
Nussbaum City. What a place.
I leaned so far over the footlights that I fell in the tuba. Remember?
I say I do. It took three choruses of Dinah to blow you out. Oh.
after playing all those little birds, remember how proud we were when we got booked into Reno, Nevada?
Look, Lucille, get it straight. Look, that wasn't Reno, Nevada, honey.
No.
There was a little place called Stinker Reno, Nevada.
Oh, yes, a kind of a suburb.
Yeah. Well, it was good times at that. Just two happy kids in love.
Yeah.
You were always the one for me, baby. The only one.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. How about that time in Omaha when you walked into a wall because you were staring so hard at a woman on the street? Huh? How about that?
Oh, that did burn you up, didn't it?
Well, why shouldn't it? That woman was in our unit, and for a week you'd been seeing her do a fan dance four times a day without batting an eye.
I know, but I never before seen her with a sweater on. Besides, all kids like to sow a few wild oats, you know.
A few, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. But there's no need of making a farm project out of it.
I like that thing. Oh, Lord, forget the whole thing.
Well, vaudeville people are real troopers.
Ah, they sure were. And you were a real trooper yourself.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, yes, you was.
Oh, no.
Nothing was too much for you to do for me.
Well, you helped me, too, Jimmy.
Oh, well, I guess we just helped each other.
Uh-huh.
You pack my trunk?
Yeah.
I pack yours.
Yeah.
You put on my makeup?
Yeah.
I put on yours.
Yeah.
You press my pants?
Those were the days, all right.
I'll say they were. Not a quarter.
Not a quarter.
Not a dime.
No.
Living in horrible hotels.
Awful.
Eating one-armed joints.
Yep.
Well, we were happy. Life was a song.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now all those glamorous days are over.
Yeah. Yeah, they're over now. We got a comfortable home and...
That's right.
And we live pretty good.
Yeah.
But to tell you the truth, Lucille, don't you kind of wish sometimes that you could go back to those old vaudeville days?
No.
Neither do I. So long, fellas.
Thank you, Jimmy and Lucille Gleason. That certainly was big time reminiscing about the small time. Well, in the tradition of the vaudeville days, it was always considered good showmanship to follow a talking act with a musical act. So here's one of the best there is, singing Johnny Zero. It's Marion Hutton and the Modernaires.
Kids all call him Johnny Zero. In school they always used to say,
Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero,
Johnny got a zero today. The kids all laugh at Johnny Zero, and they would tease him when they play.
Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero,
Johnny got a zero today. Johnny learned how to fly. Now they still call him Johnny Zero.
And all the pilots probably say, Johnny got a zero, he got another zero.
Johnny got a zero, hooray. Johnny Zero's a hero today.
Two and two is seven, and a six and four is 11, and a five
and
a...
Oh, Johnny!
Yes, ma'am?
You got another zero today. The kids all laughed at Johnny Zero. He couldn't learn his history.
Just like Jackie Horner, always in the corner. The dash cam fit him to a T. He couldn't run to study. His mind was always up in the sky. When he grew up, he left all his body. Johnny learned how to fly. Now they still call him Johnny Zero. And all the pilots probably say, Johnny got a zero.
Cotton and boys. Now, if you'll excuse me for a minute, fellas, I'd like to address a few remarks to Dick Powell. Now, Dick,
yes,
before you got into pictures, you used to be a master of ceremonies in theaters, weren't you?
That's right, yeah.
Tell me, how do you think I'm doing at the job?
Well, Eddie, I tell you, I've got quite a bit of insurance. So I'm going to tell you the truth.
Now, wait a minute, Dick. I'm not that bad, am I?
Well, no, Eddie. As a matter of fact, you're not bad at all. But the only thing I thought listening to you there was that, well, you're not quite funny enough, you know? You don't put enough gags into your introductions.
Gags?
Yeah, for instance, in the olden days when I was an MC in a theater, if I had to introduce a girl act, I had to say something like this. We had all our prop jokes, you see. I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet the Darling Sisters, two lovely twins. I'm sure these girls are twins because I know both their mothers. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's what you used to do.
That's right, yeah.
No, very funny ad-libbing.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Marvelous.
Killing it.
Or, as Bob Hope would say, I'd say, give this little girl a great big hand because she doesn't have to do this sort of thing for a living. Her folks were in the iron and steel business. Her mother steals and her father irons. You say, Eddie, you know, come to think of it, it's a good thing I got into pictures, you know?
Yeah, come to think of it, I'm glad you said that, Dick. You know, after those jokes, I think I'll stick to straight announcements. For instance, I'm just going to tell the fellas that you've introduced more hit songs and musical pictures than we have time to list here. And because they've requested so many of them, you're going to sing a medley of the ones you think they like best. Now, how's that, Dick?
That's perfect, Eddie. Maestro, I'm on.
White is black and black is white, for no good reason that I know, only that my baby says it's so. Night is day, day is night, the moon at noon is all aglow, just because my baby says it's so. I caught a kissing someone else to my confusion. She said what I saw was an optical illusion. I was wrong, she was right, and as I said a while ago, that's because my baby says it's so. In her eyes there was moonlight and a rose in her hair. In my arms there was no one, so I just put her there. On her lips was a promise, in my heart was a prayer. When I finally I went home with a scent of a rose in her hair. Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you, in spite of the worry that money brings. Just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and thanks.
This is Edward G. Robinson again. And confidentially, that G stands for a little gossip I'd like to dish out to you fighting Americans around the world. Fighting Americans. That means all of you, of course. The men who sail the ships and fly the planes and ride the tanks and trudge the roads. Yes, and the men who are fighting this war on their knees. Sounds a little surprising, doesn't it? Americans don't like to crawl. Not unless there's a job to be done. And the job I mean is plenty tough. It's a job that takes a man right out in front, almost always under heavy fire. A job that takes him forward slowly, inch by inch and foot by foot, probing, prodding, poking the ground until he finds an enemy mine, until he digs it up and detaches the fuse and opens the lane for the tanks and the men to come piling through. A job that calls for nerves of steel and hands as gentle as a woman's. One step too far, one careless move, and it's the glory ride on a dozen pounds of TNT. No room for error or mistake. No second chances in this league. A man bats 1,000 or nothing at all. Fighting men? I'll say they are. The men on their knees. The engineers. The men in the landmine sapping crews.
That's the last page of our mail call letter for tonight. Signatures included Edward G. Robinson, Ann Miller, Dick Powell, Lucille and Jimmy Gleason, Marion Hutton and the Modern Heirs, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... Mail Call is produced for you servicemen of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.